This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, today's the day. Everybody's talking about casting a vote. I got much to cover over the next hour. Just a heads up, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Want to give a shout out to our friends over at Before It's News for your trust. We thank you very much, Michael Roach and friends. With that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Some of the things going on here, friends, is just it's incredibly unthinkable, to say the least. It's unthinkable what's happening in the United States of America. We've highlighted over the last couple months that there's over 90 Muslims running for public office in the United States of America. They are looking to conquer, as we all know. We can go to CAIR quotes, C-A-I-R, that Muslim Hamas terror tide group, and we can get their quotes. If you'd like to hear from them, please do. Just go online, Google CAIR and their quotes, and stand back. Sit down, friends, when you read them, because this is what they're doing. It's in full motion now, and we're seeing this across the boards. We just seen on sonsoflibertymedia.com, for example, Obama to campaign with Andrew Gilliam in Miami following explosive O'Keefe expose. It matters not. They're on the offensive, friends. They're taking the ground. When we look at other things taking place, we have Linda Sarsour exploits Pittsburgh synagogue massacre. Folks, they are just on the offensive. They are taking the land the best way that they know how, because they have the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media working in their favor, putting the microphone up to their mouth when need be. We have Stacey Abrams refuses to disavow Jew hatred with a picture of her and Linda Sarsour. We have friend Louis Farrakhan in Iranian death threat to America. America is the great Satan. Isn't it interesting how over the last, what, how many decades in this country this guy's had a free hand at going ahead and in continuously spewing out hatred towards the country that he's privileged to live in. But there he is again, doing it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shared with you yesterday, friends, Keith Ellison wants to up Trump's refugee influx into the United States by nearly 300%. Running for the state, the Attorney General's office in the state of Minnesota. I spent yesterday's show just likening and linking, folks, the crimes of those that are to represent we the people, which shows you they have no respect respect for the law that they're to maintain. That's their vow, right? Well, they're actually tearing it down. They're not upholding it. And then we got over to none other than Keith Ellison, and we took time just showing you and bringing forth an expose on who he is and what the fruit of Keith Ellison is, who's running for the attorney general here in the state of Minnesota, who doesn't even have a license, friends, to practice law. And yesterday we spent time on showing you his driver's record. And folks, how many violations he's had over the last, since 2006 to 2016, was 10 of them. He has no respect for the law, friends. Neither do those Muslims that are running for office in the United States of America. Going on here, friends, we have also Keith Ellison kept breaking traffic laws as U.S. Congressman. That's what we were highlighting. We also have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Minnesota Cares Jelani Hussein tries to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. Friends, they're not under attack. They're on the attack. Let me say that again. The Muslims are not under attack, friends. They're on the attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. And the way that they do this is they attempt to put themselves in the victim position while they continuously assail and tear down American law. And it's exactly what we're seeing today, friends. We have Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota being called out for misappropriation of funds. Rock solid evidence that she married and divorced her brother. She's committed perjury in court. Folks, it goes on. And the list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on concerning what's happening today in the United States of America. Going back to Keith Ellison. Photo captures Minnesota's wannabe attorney general hanging out with Portland Antifa leader Luis Enrique Marquez. Folks, the birds of a feather, they flock together, do they not? That's exactly what's happening here today. And folks, what we're going to be covering in just a couple of minutes here is we're going to play some audio for you of Keith Ellison making his appeal for the attorney general's position in the state of Minnesota in Arabic. And he will also tell on himself, friends, as to who he's making the appeal to. Before I get to that, I want you to understand something I brought up yesterday. And I need to bring this up again, and I need you to understand what's happening in this country. Again, Bradley, this is gloom and doom stuff when you tell this is the judgment of God. No, the judgments of God have been on this country incrementally for a long time. But if you want to refuse his chastisements, his corrections, his reproof, well, then guess what? It's going to rain harder, and it's going to rain harder. Seven times more, it tells us in the book of Leviticus. Line upon line, precept upon precept, he tells us exactly where we're at as a people. And we are clearly under the judgments of God. If you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it talks about a nation of a fierce countenance who will not regard the age of the old or the young. And then it begins to tell us line upon line what's going to happen if we refuse to take heed to the judgments of God, friends. And it's a mercy that he takes it in steps, but don't dare the justice of God by playing his mercies. And this is what we're seeing happen today in America. America, what more do you need to see the clarity? What more do you need to see from Scripture as to where you're at today prophetically? The best way to tell the future is to look back and learn from history, friends, because I want to tell you what, we're not learning from history, because right now what we are doing is daring the justice of God. And again, friends, we are in it today. We are definitely in it today. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that the Muslims, the imams across the United States, keep in mind, mosque growth has up 74% since September 11th, okay? With that said, the imams across the United States of America are sending out letters and emails to their brothers and sisters of Islam and the Muslims, their fellow Muslims, and they're advocating what they lawfully cannot advocate, at least from what I've been told, because when you're a 501c3, friends, you're not to vote in favor of one particular candidate over another. I'm going to get to that right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going a little bit quicker today because of all the content and the information that I want you to have before the end of the show today because it's an important day in the United States of America. Also want you to be aware of voter fraud across the boards, friends. Remember what Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. We have massive voter fraud in the state of Minnesota and across the boards. We need to pay attention to the details concerning what's going on here, friends, because we have the bad guys that are yearning for control as they forge their power over the people in ill-designing manners and fashions on a daily basis over we the people, and we need to be aware of them. The way to do that is to read the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to check us out on Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Punch in those words, it will pull up several hundred videos showing you the answer to America's dilemma. And we're doing our best to cover the boards, friends, the topics that are being thrown on you on a daily basis. We're showing you the problem, yes, but we're bringing about the resolve, and the resolve always falls to the hands of the American people, which are the government, which are the law in this country. If you want the resolve, stand up and do something about it, friends. That's the bottom line. You can also jump over on the phone lines at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you're watching us right now, go ahead and live stream and begin to leave your comments because we are paying attention to them. We have Sam Buggy on the other side of the studio window right now paying attention to your feed. So go ahead and lay out some comments, and if they're worthy or if they're, you know, something that needs to be covered, we'll respond on air. Or if you'd like to call in again, as I said, you can do that as well, 1-866-582-9933. 586-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, he who liberates men, period. John 14:6. I was just sharing with you yesterday, I just covered it real briefly. This is Walid bin Idris al-Manassi, okay? And this is the email that he sent to the mosques and to all of his fellow Muslims across the United States. It has on the very bottom of this email, come and vote in the Democratic primary 2018. It has a picture of vote for Keith Ellison for Attorney General. I'm going to play some audio of him in just a couple minutes here. Vote for Ilhan Omar for Congress, CD5, although she's under investigation, friends. And then it says vote for Aaron Murphy for governor. Okay, she's pretty much MIA. She doesn't have a chance here. But the two candidates that they want, the Star and Tribune has continuously, friends, and the same thing with the St. Paul Pioneer Press, has continuously advanced these, kept them in the papers, friends, in their defense, regardless of what happens. They are also omitting information for the people in the state of Minnesota. And again, keep in mind, this is happening in your state as well, friends. If you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, a movie from the 1930s, do yourself a favor and go get it. It's based on actual events, and you know all the well that's how things are being played out today and all the more. Going back to this email, friends, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Aaron Murphy, this was sent out as leaders in the Muslim community. We are united in our support for candidates who are committed to stand against Islamophobia and in support of a caring economy agenda that will help our families thrive. Okay? Listen again. This is sent out by an imam. As leaders in the Muslim community, we are united in our support for candidates who are committed to stand against Islamophobia. You know, I might spend some time on that in just a little bit here, friends, because it's absolutely ridiculous. And matter of fact, what we might do, since it's posted now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, this topic really irritates me. Because we've seen 15 years ago, I told you after doing high school assemblies. I remember, as a matter of fact, it was 12 years ago in 2008 when we were doing high school assemblies. All of a sudden, when they began to advocate the homosexual lifestyle throughout the United States of America, my high school program came under scrutiny. And I'm not talking about just a little bit of scrutiny. I'm talking about they went on a full-scale attack. When we were in Arkansas, friends, they put me on on the front page of three papers in three different states. They put us in the news as headline news and breaking news. They did this over and over again. And, of course, that's when they begin to advocate the gay lifestyle. And immediately they put the homosexuals in the victim position. How's that working out for you today, friends? How's that working out for you? How did those warnings that went unheeded in the United States of America, because for the most part, the American people have given them a green light, a thumbs up. Are they the victims, or are they, in fact, the ones that are doing the attacking? Now, how many years later, I told you, and I've been warning you by blowing this trumpet, America, that the Muslims are on the heels of the homosexual communities. And it's exactly what's happening. See, we have homophobia, and now we have Islamophobia, right? They're the victims, and what you don't realize is they're tearing down the laws. You can see this through the homosexual communities and the lobby. And they've been aiming for your kids for a long time, America. And you know this now, okay? So if you don't want to listen to the first warning, listen to the second one, because now we're in it big time, okay? Through a different group of people. And when I say that, again, they're playing and they're putting themselves in the victim position, are they not? Yes, they are. This last week, I went to Minnesota Care Islamophobia meeting. And when I watched, friends, and I'm just going to cover this real briefly, I watched Minnesota Cares' Gaylani Hussein try to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK along with an author named Linda Gordon. And as a matter of fact, the name of her new book is called The Second Coming of the KKK. Okay? And what she did is she tried to inextricably link white Protestant Christians to the KKK. See, what she fails to understand in her confusion is that Scripture tells us that Jesus warned over and over again that many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians, but they're not. That's why I'm telling you also in Matthew 7:16, saith Jesus, to judge them by what they do, not by what they say. And then if you go over to 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, it tells us clearly, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? Their works. Their works. Okay? And outside of the reoccurring theme that white Christian Protestants are the problem, according to Linda Gordon, this author, as well as Jaylani Hussein, Minnesota Cares director, when he picked up the bully pulpit, he started to do the same thing. And then they began to equate themselves to that of the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And in their confusion, and inadvertently, did they tell on themselves? Because that's all you have to do is go over and look at Mark Potok, the director of, yes, believe it or not, he called himself the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. It's exactly what CARE is doing. It's exactly what the ACLU is doing. It's exactly what the SPLC is doing, friends. I mean, look at Planned Parenthood, another pee in the pod. What do they do at the end of the day? They hold up signs. Women that have had abortion after abortion after abortion. Proverbs 6:17. Read it when you get a moment. What do? They play the victim after they kill their babies. And they say, stop the war on women. Wait a second. The war on women? The woman just got done killing the fruit of her womb. And if it was a choice, maybe she should have made the choice before conception rather than after. I mean, you need to understand the method going on here. And this is what happens when people forsake the law. They begin to praise the wicked. And that's where we're at today. Jaylani from Minnesota CARE here at his Islamophobia meeting, apparently, I don't know, maybe it's just me, and yes, I'm being facetious, friends. Regardless of the facts, Jaylani throughout his meeting continued to push bias and misinformation to make out that white Christian Protestants were and are the problem. Wait a second. Isn't it those 86% of the white Christian Protestants, or Protestant Christians, however he wanted to say it in his confusion, aren't they the ones paying taxes that Muslim migrants can come into the United States to have a better life? Yeah, but that's not what they want. They are setting themselves against you, America, to conquer America as you know it. You can mark my words and read Scripture. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've USA Radio News.
Voters all across the country are heading to the polls today to decide the balance of power in Congress between Democrats and Republicans. Voters are reporting long lines, broken machines, and a polling site in Arizona was foreclosed on overnight. That caused a bit of confusion. I had a chance to catch up with these voters earlier today.
And I had never seen anything like this before.
And I'll wait as long as it takes to get my vote in, so hopefully everybody else feels the same way.
AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka was asked on Fox Business who the unions are putting their support behind.
We're going to elect both Democrats and Republicans that support worker issues, and we're going to have a better shake at it. Hopefully they'll be able to work together, and if they don't, we'll elect more people.
Yep.
Pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayak made his first appearance in a federal court in Manhattan today. The judge decided that Sayak will be held without bond. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments of Keith Ellison making his, he's basically shooting out a fleece, friends, but he's going to the Muslim communities, okay? He's going to the Somalia communities. As a matter of fact, there's audio of him out there right now saying, I would have never got into this congressional position, District 5, without the Somali population. That's why he wants to bring many more of them in. That's why you're seeing a lot of these corrupt politicians saying that they want amnesty. Yeah, because they want these illegals to come in because they don't know the difference of what our laws are and what they are not. So therefore, they're welcoming them in to break the law so when they get here, they can break the law to keep them in power. And that's not good for anybody, friends, not even them. So with that said, we're talking about an email, and I'm going to continuously go over this right now. It's an imam who sent out a fleece, and he's got a flyer on here, and it is to vote for Keith Ellison for Attorney General, which, by the way, does not have a license to practice law, furthermore. And then it says, vote for Ilhan Omar for Congress. And then it says right under there, as leaders in the Muslim community, we are united in our support for candidates who are committed to stand against Islamophobia. And then I took that over to a Islamophobia meeting that I went to the other day where Jaylani Hussein, Minnesota CARES director, C-A-I-R's director, Muslim Terror Tide, Hamas Terror Tide CARE, and he sat there and tried to link Christian men, Protestants, to the KKK, along with Mrs. Gordon, and it was pathetically ignorant. It was just it was, wow. I mean, that's, I want that portion of my life back. Let me say it that way. I really do. But this new thing with the Muslims is Islamophobia, just like with the homosexuals, it was homophobia. But if you do some due diligence, you listen to their radicals, that's all you have to do is listen to them because they'll tell you what it's about. Just like Kevin Jennings of Glesson, of the homosexual lobby, a radical homosexual, who said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, play the victim, tear down the law. Play the victim, tear down the law. Play the victim, attack those that oppose you. Play the victim, attack those that oppose you. These are the people that love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then they try to play the victim when the cameras, the media, the let me say it this way, friends. The CIA-controlled media is there to put the mic up in favor of their cause, right? And this is all to demoralize the people across the boards, to subject you to what? Totalitarian, arbitrary powers. And it's what's happening in America. And you know, the thing about this is, in all truth before God, you know, and I hear it all the time, Bradley, nobody's really calling these things out for what they're. I know they're not. They're playing the left-right paradigm. They're playing the inquiring minds need to know. They're playing a bunch of gossips. Well, the reason they do that is because they need the money from the golden calf, their sponsors. And they're playing off the stupidities of the American people that turn them on all day. And you actually believe that you're getting the news of the day. I'll tell you what, if they're not bringing about resolve, friends, they're worthless. They're worthless. They're a part of the problem. And there's a whole lot of that going on today, let me tell you. Let me get back to this. Jelani Hussein from Minnesota Care, trying to get everybody in that room to believe that somehow the Muslims are victims. And again, keep in mind what I said right before the break, friends. These are the same Muslims, friends, that are accusing 86% of male Protestant Christians that are, in fact, through allocation of their tax dollars, funding a better life for Muslim migrants in the United States of America. See, but that's not what it's about. It's about we have to have absolute control. See, these people are willing to take it to any length. You need to understand what you're dealing with. They're willing to adhere to anyone that can help them put themselves into, again, the victim positions. Well, people, you need to ask the question, same thing with the homosexuals, the sodomite communities, as the Muslim communities. What are they the victims of, you may ask? They're the victims of American law. They're the victims of our enumerated laws. See, in every state, it's a felony to commit the act of sodomy. It still is, by the way, and it always will be in the sight of God. Right? The Muslim communities want to ask for help coming from their culture. They come to America, they ask for help, and then what do? Once they get the help, they begin to attack. They want to take the culture that they fled from with them. How much sense does that make? But this is what they're doing. They're a bunch of useful idiots for those radicals on the front of both of these groups attempting to further solidify the bondage that they're already in. That's what this is about. Folks, again, they're not under attack. They're attacking. I sat there and I watched the debate between Keith Ellison and Doug Wardlow. Over and over and over again, Keith Ellison kept talking about what he was going to do. Doug Wardlow kept coming back and saying, wait a second, I can't do that as an attorney general. See, folks, they don't have respect for the law. Mustafa Carroll, I said yesterday, care director in Texas, said, if you're a practicing Muslim, you're above the laws in America. If you want to go ahead and play with fire, America, you're going to get burned. You can rest assured. And it's exactly what we're coming up to now, today in America. Today in America. Let me go back to Jelani Hussein, Minnesota CARES director. Well, he's trying to convince people in the room that they're the victims. Maybe he's forgotten about who the responsible party is and what the American people have been inundated with over the last 17 years after 9/11 through the CIA-controlled media. Who's the enemy? The Muslims are. That's what we've been told for 17 years in this country. Or maybe he has forgotten about how just recently there were over 100 Somali teens and adults assaulted families and children at a local park here in Minnesota, and the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, local media in the state of Minnesota, didn't say a word about the responsible party. Over 100 teens and adults that assaulted families and children in Minnesota here at a local park. Or maybe Jelani has just forgotten about the breakout of Somalis at the Mall of America, where they did the same thing at the Mall of America as they did at Valley Fair, the amusement park that I was just highlighting. Matter of fact, many of the stores shut their doors immediately because they thought they were under a... Maybe you just happened to overlook the mass stabbing on September 7th of 2016, where terrorist Dahar, a spree at Crossroads Center Shopping Mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where 10 people were injured and the attacker was shot dead inside of the mall by an off-duty law officer. Friends, he was walking around with two knives in his hand as he was dressed as a security guard, stabbing people that wouldn't acknowledge that Allah was God. He was shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But they want you to believe they're the victims. And I could do the same thing with the sodomite communities, friends. Or maybe Jelani didn't want you, or maybe he wants you to forget that care officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism, as I've highlighted several times. Yet it all offers its silence and stonewalling in discussing what are its real motives. We know what its real motives are, because we can see them by what they do. They're not the victims in any sense of the word. See, CARE is now joined in the alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18, with attempting to pull down American sovereignty step by step through subversive acts like that of their predecessors. Jelani may have forgotten, I'm not playing the fool, by the way, friends, as to what he's doing here and what it is that he wants America to forget, but I'm here to tell you today that I haven't forgotten. Judge them by their fruits. Back to the email sent by Imam Walid bin Idris al-Manisi. Folks, I'm not going to even try this Arabic stuff, let me tell you. This is what he wrote. Now, this is a 501c3. This was a church. You'd be all across the boards today, friends. Ask and please, this is what he said, ask and please Muslims and their loved ones in Minnesota. As you know, the date of the election of the governor of the state and the attorney general of the state and some members of Congress, God willing, on August 14th, 2018, and Muslims in Minnesota. What? I'm lost. The number of 250,000 Muslims, and unfortunately in the previous elections, did not have a unified position in the stand-up behind one candidate, not participating in the elections, and those who participated were their votes scattered between different candidates, which led to the marginalization of the role of Muslims and the lack of attention to the candidates to their demands. But God willing, starting from the elections this year, to have a strong voice, influential, and that candidates know that Muslim leaders in Maine, when they ask the Muslims to stand behind them and his election, he will harvest, God willing, a large number of influential electoral votes, which makes the candidates are keen to listen. This is how he wrote it, friends. To listen to the demands of Muslims. To the demands of Muslims. There you have it. To the demands of Muslims. To the demands of Muslims and strive to achieve them to win the votes of Muslims. Now, what's interesting is you'll notice that when they send out emails like this and you go into the voting booths, you'll see that there's nothing but Muslims there. You don't see the average American there. Why? Because they're looking to empower themselves to conquer America, said they, not me. But this is exactly, action speaks a lot louder than words, and friends, it's exactly what you're seeing. It goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Therefore, in my name and on behalf of all the leaders of the Muslims in the state of Minnesota, I urge all Muslims, the state, to elect these three candidates and to ensure that the voting on 14 August, I don't know where this guy's at, God willing, with my prayers for the candidates of the three, bow win success, and that God makes good success and blessings on the Muslims and all the inhabitants of Minnesota. That's interesting. You know, everybody's worried about American representatives showing favoritism to the Muslim communities, in which they are, in many cases to their own demise. But it's interesting that when you look to those that they appeal to, it's always the Muslims. Isn't that a little biased, don't you think, friends? How come they're not making their appeal to the American people? They're not. They're making an appeal to themselves. those that follow Allah, those that are brothers and sister Muslims across the boards. Why? Only you can answer that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As promised, I was just highlighting a imam's email that was sent to all the mosques. Well, it's my understanding across the country to get involved and to vote in their Muslim candidates. If this is what happens, this is what transpires in every country, friends. What they do is they just ignore it and they blow it off until the point where they can't resist anymore. And that's exactly what's happening in America. If you want to wait that long, that's your bad. If you want to pay attention to what's going on in your state, do yourself a favor and respond. Representatives in this country that are Muslims, you need to understand that it is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, period. And first of all, presupposition is what? They give their allegiance to a foreign god. And I would say this, if your god was God, then what did you do coming over to America? When people come over to America, they understand why we're called the light of the world. Because we have been blessed by God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. But this war has been going on for thousands of years. Now, the question I have for you folks in the United States is, what's going to be your legacy? That you just rolled over in the face of what was going on? And you're going to give your kids over to tyranny? To arbitrary government? To a foreign power? Because that's exactly what these people intend to do, regardless if they want to say it or not, friends. It's what they're doing because they're saying it in action loud and clear. These candidates are making their appeal to what? The Muslim communities. And this is why, again, I'm going to play this piece for you by Keith Ellison in Arabic. He's making his appeal. He's making his appeal, friends, to the Somalis in the state of Minnesota. And this is why he wants to bring them up. In other words, he wants to jack up to 300%, 300% more of an influx of Somalis coming into the state of Minnesota. We can see in the city of Rochester, Minnesota. We can see in Austin. We can see in Wilmer, Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota, South Minneapolis. And the list goes on where they are beginning to overtake these communities. And going back to this Iman, he's a 501c3, friends. Where's the IRS beating down his door saying, you can't be doing that? That's interesting, isn't it? But only when it works for them and when it works for their agenda, well, you can just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. See, I mean, folks, like I've been highlighting the system and the methods of the homosexual communities and the Muslims hand in glove, using one another. Folks, if you knew the law, neither one of them would have a voice. And I'm talking about a lawful voice. It's like someone that's been incarcerated. Or someone that's been incarcerated for a transgression of a law, talking back and telling the judge what the deal is. Or playing the victim to the judge, when in fact they already made the choice to violate the law. Read Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that, friends, when you transgress law, you forfeit your rights. Okay? And as I said earlier, in every state of our union, sodomy is illegal. And listen to me clearly. Muslim representatives, they're an oxymoron, friends. It's like oil and water. It's foreign to who we are. It's incompatible to who we are. Yet, and you can see, friends, Ilhan Omar, as a matter of fact, friends, for those that did not know, she wanted insurance policies in the state of Minnesota concerning the families of men that were Somalian men that went over and fought on the behalf of ISIS against our forces, right, we've been told. If they were to get killed, she wanted insurance benefits for the families here back in Minnesota. This is unthinkable. How come the people are not up in arms? Because the media is silent about it. The media is silent. How come nobody's talking about Keith Ellison and his civil matters concerning his 10 violations of traffic laws? Or his lack of license to actually practice law in the state of Minnesota, yet he's running for the top cop, praising cop killers, friends? I mean, this is all true. You just roll over in the face of this, you deserve what you got coming. I can't say it any other way. Again, how do you show mercy to a people like that? And I, friends, to be honest with you, that makes me mad. It's true. You know what? Turn it for the good. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Acts 2:38. I want you to listen so I can let Keith tell you. And friends, this is not just happening in Minnesota. I played a month and a half ago the victory speeches that were brought forth in Arabic in the state of Minnesota because they won four primaries in the state of Minnesota. And by the way, I want to tell you something, friends. Whatever comes, comes. I'm okay with it. But I'm doing my job because your blood is off my hands by telling you what's in front of you right now. Don't blame anybody but yourselves because the Spirit of God will not be straightened. And that's exactly what he's using me for, friends, to warn you of the impending judgment upon this country because we're in it right now. Listen to Keith Ellison making his fleece, friends, his appeal. And notice who he's making his appeal to. Listen carefully.
Assalamu alaikum wa ra'i wa al-shay'i odeya.
Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Keith Ellison, and for the last 12 years, you have sent me to the United States Congress. Because of you, because of your votes, I became the first Muslim to be a member of Congress. Now I'm running for Minnesota Attorney General. And you may wonder, Brother Keith, why are you running for Attorney General? The reason I'm running for Attorney General is because as Attorney General, as the people's lawyer, as the legal officer for the state of Minnesota,
with no license,
I can do more good for more people faster.
Allahu Akbar.
If you're the victim of discrimination, as Attorney General, I'll be able to do something about it more quickly and more directly than as a member of Congress.
Listen to what he's saying.
As Attorney General, it is the responsibility of the Attorney General to represent the Department of Human Rights at the state of Minnesota.
Listen to what he's saying.
To represent the Department of Labor and Industry. I know some people who are in Somali community are not yet citizens and can't vote. I'm so proud to see Ilhan Omar become the first Somali woman to be a member of the United States Congress.
She's just been busted for misappropriation of funds.
But make absolutely sure you vote by November 6th. But make absolutely sure you vote by November 6th. But make absolutely sure you vote by November 6th.
America. Oh, America, America. I have never one time claimed to be anything on this radio show. But I want to tell you something. I am claiming that the God of Israel and His Holy Spirit are very much alive today, warning us of things to come because He has not failed to do so. He has had this ministry 15, 10, 5 months, single years and months and weeks ahead of the game. He's always showed us things before they come to pass. These warnings have been, folks, trumpeted through these radio airwaves for years. I've even sent out friends to people to tell us where the Lord has failed to show us what's coming down the road. Now, you got false prophets telling you just the exact opposite, right? And I'm talking about the prophetic word here. I'm constantly pointing my finger back to the word and say, this is, and I'm sharing with you, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. You know what? The conservatives are now starting to talk about what I warned about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. The Muslims are on the heels of the homosexual. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. Guess what? Now they're beginning to understand that the Muslims are on the heels of the homosexual. Yeah, that's all you got to do is listen to John Adams when he said the second president, that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people under the Christian umbrella. People. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And if you can't spell out the word judgment upon this country, I don't know what to say to you. Outside of the fact that let it drive you to before the cross. But also when you read 1 Kings 8, friends, it also talks about how when we turn to our Heavenly Father, that He would show mercy upon a nation that has transgressed His law without remorse. But I will say this, without hesitation, you're not going to get away from the 60 million babies that have been aborted in this country. We're going to pay the price for that one, friends. We're going to pay the price for that one. The fact of the matter is, I don't believe it's all over for America. I do believe that we have to stand up and be willing to do what needs to be done and obligate ourselves as unto God and unto man and do all that we can do and leave the results up to Him. Because He's not a God that should fail a word of His covenant. He hasn't in the past, and He's not going to in the present. We'll be right. I'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.